get in, to want in. That's our idea.
He's gonna make a little study.
He's got time problems, short term. Can't come in now for a while. I went through the whole thing, he's gonna get some thought to it on the general school weekend. Says he can give us a week. Sometime in November. After our full time, where he's gonna spend a 4 week working.
I really want that, but I want us to do that ourselves. I need that to be affordable for the family. We've already got a big chunk of Teddy Mills, the Ash Council stuff, he said he can work on some of that. In a way, if it works out better, you can't spend too much time, because he'll take whatever we want and just put a stamp on. You can say now that he's doing this process, what they've done, checking out things, and we can change some of them. Completely free, but I didn't go into any specifics, but on the general basis of getting rid of that stuff, he said you should get rid of the Space Council, get rid of the Science Council, the Science Advisory Board, the Science Advisor, GSAC, you know, all that crap. And he just started all those. You get the Office of Emergency Preparedness. Some of that under the law, unfortunately.
Well,
so I can't get rid of it, you've got to work around ways of getting more of it along, getting more stuff tied. If you do set up the right people running departments, get stuff under the departments where it belongs, less stuff in the White House or building independent.
For now, we take drugs. I already got the hell out of the White House.
Sure.
But over the country, I'm talking to drive her.
I got too much of the Attorney General's.
I've got
over here, she'd be at HCW, you need one of them, she'd be at the one.
Well, the main problem is that they're here, and they're on our staff, and I got to see them. And I got them in.
We're approaching the concept of to return to private business or whatever. But if there is some compelling reason, according to state of Washington for some particular task, I needed for, I would of course be willing to stay. And the third category is I would, if appropriate, I would like to stay on in the administration. I would like to serve further. Then, under that third category, you let them go further. And you say, if you'd like to serve, indicate the areas, either general or specific, in which you feel you're best qualified and most interested in serving. And let them say, I want to stay in my same job, or I want to move from out of the White House over to the Justice Department, or I want to move out into a regional office, or whatever. You know, you get a lot of ideas that way. But the value of the ideas are useful because I guess it's an inventory, but also it then tells everybody that we aren't necessarily accepting all of the resignations, that they are a pro forma thing, but that we will be accepting any of them.
Yeah.
And then you stack all that up. You get that in the first, you ask that those be in by November 10th. The people all, they don't need any time to do that. I'm going to sit down right now. And I think we should ask them that they make the pro forma letters of resignation. A simple letter of resignation, maybe composed our own be in a phrase to
the rest of the case.
They can do that when they leave.
That is, if we want this on the pro forma.
And then I do the same thing with the White House staff. All the appointees, all the money members of staff. And we do, I think, OMB. Contact all the agencies. Do that. And through our personnel office, we contact all the boards and commissions and councils and all that stuff. So we get a completely clean slate, and then we decide. You can do that the day after the election, and if you do it across the board, nobody can say, my God, you know, he's pushing me out. Then you start stacking up from there to see what you got. Then, I've been debating what to do about vacations. I think everybody should be told that work, there's an enormous amount of work to be done. People are not to take off, let down, or anything just because of the election. That they're stay on and get carrying on their normal business. The president and various key people from time to time will be involved with the president in working on changes, restructuring, and will be brought about. In the meantime, the ongoing business is to be handled. The normal work of detail work of budget stuff, preparation, all that kind of stuff is to go on. And each office told, each individual really told to prepare a little black book that says, first of all, define what your job is, what your office's function is. Secondly, where does it stand? Now, what's its current evaluation, summary of where it's from, its current position? Third, where should it go? What is the future direction of this office? And fourth, how should it get there? Right? The value of that is that while you pull away from the ongoing business, hopefully, and some of your key people do, that this gives the people ongoing a work project that will be useful when you make a change. And give an office that would be useful to do that ahead of, not be one to follow it because you know what's wrong with it comes in. And then you start and I'm getting the right people and on the right basis in the right places. And you get all that done. And a lot of the basic planning done in that first week. Then you go to the month between November 15th and December 15th. That's when you go try to pull it all together. That's true. Hopefully have it basically completed by December 15th, in the broad strokes at least, and then take a decision on. Yeah. And he's very anxious to get involved in this.
I have an idea for military defending from Schoolcraft. I think we ought to look at James. If he's an administrator, Frankie doesn't have to be to make, my view of him would be to make Brandon Boyd stay for a point, the executive officer, basically, to run the name. But it's a way to have a black who's a hell of a spokesman. always considered the Air Force, but a lot of that's your jealousy.
So I don't think it should be that, I'm not to be Air Force.
Well, that's what I think, I think Air Force is headed one, but whatever he is, he's the guy I think we ought to try for. And another thing, he's good, I mean, he's a big look, he's a big, good-looking guy. I think also, if he does take the job, he might turn out to be very useful on the superintendent, on the blacks, the White House.
So you handle a lot of things, you could expand the job.
Yeah. Because I would bring him in then, I'd have him in your staff meeting.
Yes, as a public figure.
Yeah, so it'd be nice, but you know what I mean, I'd have him in as a military assistant. As a hell of a public figure. I would much prefer to have one in that capacity, as a black, than some other people. That'd be a very high position. He's with me. He's definitely a hell of a good job. Don't be so, was it all fucking for that? And I don't feel that was his time. I don't really decide, I don't want to decide by, I don't want to decide by Al or anybody else, I won't decide. He's just checked by all his administrative ability, background, his wife, all that jazz.
Right, it's too high for him.
That isn't, what we do to that is just bring him in. So, look, he can for this, for our department, right?
Good idea.
Second phone was, I would probably run out of phone calls. All right. other companies in it. One building, that's not really. This could fall down, but it's an awful way to die. Get it from that guy back. But down, goes through a circle, but looks solid.
And what do they have coming up?
Almost done, Time Magazine has a one more shot, and it comes directly from this same source, out of their sworn statements, that ties Jeff Magruder and Bart Porter, at the election committee, into the funding of the Gordon Liddy operation, which was involved in the Western Missouri. It's the same old story, I believe.
Done it over and over and over.
Dean says there's nothing more in the FBI stuff, that's as far as it goes on that, and that we don't have anything.
What would you do with all that?
Well, I asked Dean, what the hell would you, he says you can't prosecute it, but he hasn't committed any.
I'd also like to go out, say, the White House, try to squelch it and all the rest. I know I shouldn't do that, but it's not,
that's fine. I don't find it any good. I don't know, there's all kinds of devices. You let him know that you know it, and you transfer him to the Tama, Iowa.
Anybody know they know to get out my book.
Dean's concerned, you let him know now, we'll go on that one too.
Tell him.
Correct.
Know what I do with him? Pass him.
Something like that, yeah.
No, gotta work with finesse lots of people, it's got. I recommend Gray, and you might not want to stay under those circumstances. You know, it's like the policy here. You know, it's a position. Well, that's all I want to hear about it, I'm sorry. I think it was way out of, I knew somebody was hurt. It's hard to think of it, you know, right? But the IP bitterness over there, if you didn't put some felt on the top spot.
That's something, because they're not here on the golf cart. I think he wants to move top spot.
He's held away from me, getting the thought out.
I'm trying to figure out what he said. You know, he figured a lot of it. Maybe he thought, in the first place, he has to figure that he stay in his present.
Obviously, like impossible, but he'll probably really great to stay on.
McGovern comes in, okay, then you know Gray's going to be out.
Yeah. That part is realistic or not, but political observer, government.
Well, that's what he's leaking is apparently being leaked very currently, so he has to come out with no chance.
You could argue that earlier, then you could.
Yeah, maybe he's tied to the Kennedy Center. Maybe he's playing this game, building himself up.
Is he a Catholic? I don't. Catholic magic doesn't believe me.
She's crying, I don't think we're going to chew in there.
My fellow is certainly interesting. Well, that could explain it too. The government is certainly having a hell of a time making up his mind which way to go here. On taxes, they brought in a nice debt, but now it's like morality. Which ones you got? The right whole process?
Well, it's going to taxes and bottom, and then morality and the money spent.
Right.
Yeah. And they're saying the TV streets, and in the meantime, he's doing these Q&As, which I would think somebody would realize they're filled with disaster for him, because.
You've seen it out?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've heard after I've been the local, it's not, these are not stage shows, these are big telephone calls, with telephone calls. And all he's getting is thinking of stuff. He's spending all this time defending himself on why he can't be within it. He really wasn't 1,000% behind him, and he doesn't need to give $1,000 in disability for amnesty. And
President Smith recommended it.
And all that. Well, no, he isn't even getting to that part. All of this.
Yeah, I
it's a little tinny in some places, you know, which, but, it's, I think price is out of the way, it must be of some electrical quality.
Well, I was there to find out that there's a lot of good stuff in that, in the original approach.
The better thing, the box should be fine. Or go with a couple of them.
That would be basically, I would, 42 months, but that,
boxing itself is a very tough call. I can tell them there's rhetoric and everything else, there's not something about it, that's it. I've had a bad conference, but, well, regular changes on that, this is a lot of, our law, he's both, he's better than one, he worked for, but he married Tennessee's sister early on, or they married sisters.
No, he married Tennessee's sister.
When I'm Baxian, Peter, and Andrew are free, but
Charlotte's price.
If it is, he's allowed to. He can.
If he does, he has.
Question is whether you want to keep him as a writer, or whether you want to open it to something else and have him available to you as a writer, which is what I think you ought to do.
Absolutely.
I think Ray ought to have a chance to do something. I don't know what the subject is. Could the HGW, Fisher Secretary, do something there or something like that? With the understanding that on some major speeches, maybe three or four times during the next term, you're wanting to do a speech. You can just basically Ray is a writer, not an editor. He's got good taste and judgment, so he can wedge stuff that way, and he will never, as you often say, he won't let something wrong go out. But for Burleson, he isn't the editor, and he reduces it rather than looking.
But we did have an education.
Yeah. Really, man, that lecture. Power of election capability, that's what I've.
Left down the list, Pat, one.
Oh, he's a good general writer, but he doesn't have that kind of capability.
He came out of Rockefeller, and that's why we're the same way, that's the ability, but Rockefeller doesn't have the people.
Good category.
None of these guys have been there, right?
None of those can be the others.
And it isn't Sapphire.
No, Sapphire's a liar.
But certainly not, you can't.
No, Sapphire, you can't have a liar. Bad judgment.
And there's another thing. See, it now has so much to do with all your letters and all that. You need that office to do all your written communications, president's communication office.
Yeah. But we need a guy also. There's somebody that I enjoy. I need somebody that I can. I need a better man, basically, personally. I don't. I'm sure I'll get good. I need a better man who can write an elegant, creative letter, too, so that I can feel more comfortable about the letter.
You need a president's speechwriter. It isn't an editor. It is a guy.
He's got an all right.
Maybe if you just pull one up at a time out and let him do it on the speech.
Boxing of the group is is the most balanced and philosophy closest to me. What's the conveyor belt for about 30 minutes? Is it Williams? It's a name, connected with one of the companies. The director of reporter. How do we stumble on coming to this through a farm? Through an official publication. Those for the reporter in the publication is getting this those directed by the reporter by the plans. Because he has stronger ties here to the list of the publication.
You take, you're supposed to know.
They have those time.
You have Reuters.
They had to do getting land for Liddy, for Liddy's operations, who do security operations across the and Liddy got land for the water.
I guess they had that all along.
But we knew the first one, the concern there is, Ed Morgan called, and he got that recent, called her before, it was not broken. Said, I've been looking at this thing, and I'm convinced that what you're seeing here is all of a long range program, carefully thought out, it's a plan, a lot, probably all of it. Or all of an initial into this thing, and to do it at the last minute, or is to build the case up and then try and nail it. It may be early, also, that's remotely possible, but they've given up in that direction, because they couldn't go anywhere on that stuff they've got down here, which is the real thing, which is that, I think, Paul, and,
Segretti was in communication with Hunter. totally, nobody can hear. I don't think anybody else can hear in any way, including Jones. I think that Dennis is not doing it like that. I think it's quite possible that some reports came here that included
confession stuff.
Data that came from the water heat operation, that it was not identified as such, and nobody here knew that where it was coming from. That was not ordered.
They shut the approved to our goddamn policy tomorrow. There's something on the board. There were 25 out of 175 were willing to endorse.
Yeah.
That's what they, that was a hell of a thing. I'll tell you what.
I think they were here to get a story. That's their business. They're trying to carry the word.
Oh, they're smart now.
Well, the sellout said, group C, group C, but I mean, even the ones on our side, they don't think, group C. Which emphasizes.
Instead of accepting Fort Wayne's story, bottled up by customers.
Far as I can determine, there's been no, the only place that
are there, but.
I don't think they're going to do it out here. They weren't able to get the paper documents inside. Hopefully they won't be able to get it.
After the election, I want it told.
Okay. said, no, it makes me feel a lot closer to a person. Press spoke with that, was a police, and said, now I know how he feels, and accusing of all those things he doesn't do. And he got a chair, and he said, he's got a little, so I look up here, and I look away from him. My son mentioned that. That's good, that's a good line, it's a great line. Now I have a brother to deal with, and he's using all those things. You know what I think of the fact that those people used to be working against us, the guys, just sometimes, the problems.
Just bought some insurance. It'd be better in San Francisco, it'd be better, better in Seattle, better in Baltimore, and better in New York.
And Brooklyn, and New Jersey.
I meant the whole New York area.
Put together, you know, this week he's got Gleason, to show you the power of Paul Paul, he has, and all the work we do recruiting, he does, as vice chairman, Gleason, Kevin, Oakland, we've got Marty Ward, John Bauer, Hunter Ward, Kenneth, John Lyon, Peter Lester, Tommy Murphy, Morris Wadsbury, which is San Francisco, Ed, Simple, Joe Power, just to bring up, take them all and ask them over there over at 70. Get all the shit that was in the old state.
They got money?
No. Take a little
round. I think you should have made that business comment for that broadcast. So I would want to do Bob. Bob, then why do we send that to Stan's?
Because Conley won't take the money. Conley is a walking, total, unmitigated disaster as a political operator. He is a brilliant political frontman, actor, and a total, unbelievable disaster. And he relies on unbelievable disasters. The guy is beyond comprehension. We can't get money in there. You talk to Sam, we've got McGregor, Mark McGregor is working full time raising money for the Democrats for National, the paper of the Conley broadcast. He's sitting there, he's doing his showing of, you know, how white people into his, out to his house, running the goddamn television show.
Are they putting up the money?
Yes, yes, yes. Sure they are, but why the hell should Mark McGregor be doing that?
I know.
Leonard Marks is totally useless. He has no sense of organization, no ability to delegate or to get anything done. And he says, right, he sits in your office and puts all the people that ought to give them up. But none of these people will do anything about it. So Marks did. Marks peddled him out of Frankfurt. And Harry Coleman, whatever those names
are. Well, I wrote that. We'll get it done.
Well, these fellows will pay.
Morning will play this game instead. This one comes in and they're. Anybody who's willing to move it to Democrats for next morning will take it there for the Democrats still. But let's be honest about that. That's tragic. Because that show, with a little effort on Leonard Marks' part, is worth $2 million.
Absolutely. Let's
do on the other Marks show. Well, we're getting as many people as we can today to whack him on.
Yeah, I know, I talked to him.
I haven't seen the reports on the Schultz press
conference. I've talked to Schultz.
He does some very good stuff. Personally, I know what tomorrow we're pending our CPI, not too good.
What is it this time?
At 1%.
5%.
The last one. The last one, thank God.
First thing I can write.
does it, it goes more of a people, because we may have, we're sending it, this one, we're sending it to select.
Is it that, I just wondered?
I want the, on the meeting that I announced, should be tomorrow night, not their meeting today, but I'm not gonna do that. Kelly Schultz, Weinberg, and all that bunch. I think it's very important that that be tied in to the closing operations. I mean, it's basically, we say it, so I think Chuck ought to go up for that too, you know, go up there and sit around, hear what they already, they have mine. Because I don't want to get Cat Weinberg out here talking about cutting off melters, school lunches, that sort of thing. We've got to, and on the other hand, we've got to make the issue so, this is a substantive meeting they're having, which, you know, for Schultz, Weinberg, Wilson, Stein, and Erlich, and they'll do the other, and bring some work to some sort. I think you ought to, okay, it's a good idea, but sure. Don't bother the first day, it doesn't matter, it's just meeting today, and they're gonna come up sometime, they're supposed to come down, I think.
Can I come up, you can't do this one?
You know, that was quite almost, because they're already put it out today, that they're meeting today, whatever the listings were. They're gonna get the listings turned, but I want them up there to get the working weekend at Camp David.
Someone could add to it, too.
Sure.
I can.
Oh, they're gonna come up, have dinner, come back, and they can reach out to you, I'm sure. Now, there's one problem that you have here, Chuck, with this. I don't mind this for a couple of days, but the fact that, I mentioned at that breakfast, that you understand, many of the rest do not, this is not our issue. It is a defensive maneuver only on our part. If we do not want people talking about and thinking about the issue of who got rolled in the Congress and taxes and all that sort of thing, we don't want them talking and thinking about domestic issues, except for McGovern's attack on him on welfare. Basically, what we want the public people thinking of the last 2 weeks, Chuck, are Vietnam and all of the collateral issues about that, defense, and all of the issues that have to do with that. And on the tax side, his welfare program. You see, also on the tax side, at a second level, the dirty campaign, and just news, and mainly hit the hit right on. This one, I think it's necessary to do it, because it's there. Another secondary issue is crime and drugs, it's good to find these people around. We have to remember it is secondary at this point, and basically defensive.
West, the Queens West, we can come out and show.
Very good, very good. But you see what I'm concerned about. I do not want us to shift the gears of all the surrogates and so forth. Shift them for a little bit, we're just getting in the second. Next week, we should get back in high gear. The last 2 weeks of the campaign, it's very important to have the people thinking about our strong issues rather than his. Now, his and the tax thing, it begins at a hell of a time. And whatever we can say, yes, he didn't vote, he's for higher taxes.